First off, tell us about yourself and why you're running for the Chatham-Kent-Leamington seat at Queen's Park.
So I'm running because I am honestly really frustrated. Like, really, really frustrated. I'm frustrated about what the Ford government has not done for us, the Canadians, our Ontarians, and what he has been cutting. He is creating a system in education and in healthcare that is at a crisis level. He is making it so that privatization looks like such a good idea because everywhere you turn, everything is broken. These are not Canadian values. These are not Ontarians' values. And we need to make change now before it is too late. I'm running because I am frustrated and I want to bring the voices of Chatham-Kent-Leamington's constituents to Queen's Park. I hear what they're saying when they are going door to door, when I go door to door. The number one issue I've heard about is healthcare and getting a family doctor. They want change, and I feel I can bring that change to Chatham-Kent-Leamington. I'm currently an active school board trustee. I know what the Ford government has done to our education system. I know for a fact that not only has our per pupil funding decreased under his leadership by $1,500, but he's also not fully funding things like CBP and EI, which are legislative. He owes my board almost $15 million right now just for that one bill, because in 2019, the amount was raised and he didn't send the top-up amount, which has accumulated over time. Multiply that by the number of boards, which are 72 public boards, and the number of hospitals that we have. But don't worry. Instead, we're funding a 40-year project for a tunnel under the 401, a luxury spa in Toronto, and I'll probably take another shot at the Greenbelt because why not? I'm also a mom of five kids, ranging in age from 9 to 18. I know how much things are costing at the grocery store. I remember when prescriptions for children began to be covered by OHIP. That was a life changer for myself. I have the same bills and experiences as most people in Chatham-Kent-Leamington. Life is just not getting better, and I just want to put my name forward as the MPP for Chatham-Kent-Leamington to try and make change. I need change for our seniors, for the working class, for our children, and for our vulnerable. And there's no better time than right now.
Okay, and next question. How worried are you about the threat and, frankly, reality of tariffs being imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump on the Ontario economy, specifically in the riding of Chatham-Kent-Leamington? And how do you plan to support local businesses during such tumultuous times?
Yeah, so I'm extremely worried about the tariffs that are going to be imposed by the U.S. President Donald Trump and what effect that will have on our Ontario economy. People are worried about losing their jobs, the cost of living is going up, and they should be, because Ford and conservatives didn't create this crisis. They have spent 7 years continuously failing the system by underfunding, under-delivering on housing, healthcare, education, and so much more. It's put Ontario in such a vulnerable state that, yes, we should all be very worried if the Conservatives get another majority power. The Ontario NDP, under the guidance of Merritt Stiles, candidates like myself, are on the people's side, and we have a strong plan to defend jobs, fight back, and build a more resilient, tariff-proof Ontario. To defend these jobs, we want to work with our trade-exposed industries like steel, auto, and agricultural to provide direct support to keep the plants and farms open, to create supply chains and find new export markets for their goods in Canada and abroad. We'll support the auto sector to bridge an interruption in production and preserve Canadian auto jobs. We'll promote interprovincial cooperation to break down trade barriers. And we'll negotiate a joint federal and provincial income assistance program to support people whose livelihoods are impacted by the tariffs. We'll fight back with a Team Canada approach that doesn't give into division. We'll launch a Buy Ontario campaign to promote Ontario goods, and we'll direct Ontario government-funded agencies to procure things that are locally grown.
Okay. And next question, how do you and your party intend to address the growing crisis of affordable housing and homelessness within Chatham-Kent-Leamington?
Yeah, so that is another really great question. After 7 years under the rent is more expensive than ever. And the reality is, it probably is never coming back down. Rent is the largest expense in people's budget, leaving very little left for the rising cost of everything else. Every week, people are forced to make difficult decisions about where they can put on their dinner table, and standing at the grocery checkout line, swiping the card, and hoping that it works. The NDP government will create a monthly grocery rebate based on household size and income, stop the price gouging by bringing transparency in grocery prices and cracking down on price fixing, bring in real rent control. We will close the unfair loophole that exempts units built after November 15th, 2018. Double the ODSP payments so that people living on disability can afford rent and living expenses. Fix the landlord-tenant board to ensure everyone gets fair and timely due process. Legalize more housing like fourplexes and four-story multiplex apartments in all neighborhoods and mid-sized apartments along transit corridors as of right. And build or acquire at least 300,000 permanently affordable rental homes in nonprofit and co-op housing as part of our costed Homes Ontario plan, which sets a goal of 1.5 million new homes in 10 years, which is fantastic.
Okay. Provincial governments in Ontario have been downloading costs on municipalities for decades, forcing them to address challenges on the backs of municipal taxpayers. How would you support municipalities facing these rising costs?
I do know this one all too well because the closest partner to us is our municipal partners as a school board trustee. And you are right, Ford has downloaded all the costs to municipal governments, and that is not okay. If he reached his housing targets, we wouldn't be dealing with all these people who are homeless. Municipalities are now having to deal with homeless people because the provincial government isn't. Decreasing funding for community sports, mental support, and rehabilitation support is just adding fuel to the homeless crisis because they can't afford rent, they can't afford the help they need when they need it and where they need it. The increased costs created by the provincial government. We need more jobs available, stabilizing our rent affordability, increasing community sports, funding, livable wages for people on ODSB, all of which the Conservatives, and in this riding, would be Doug Ford and your current MPP, Trevor Jones. The municipalities now have to deal with all of these added pressures, putting the cost onto taxpayers who have never dealt with this amount of crisis happening all at once and probably didn't plan for it either, because the provincial government should have been stepping up. Transportation, downloading transportation costs, right? That's not okay. Municipalities can't pay for everything. Therefore, municipalities are having to rely on federal funding to support their transportation costs. Not one piece of this, not one, is okay. What I'm going to do is listen to the Association of Municipalities of Ontario and listen to our local mayors to see what their needs are, what their pressure points are, and what I can do to bring funding to our areas. I have no doubt that they have thought of some fantastic solutions, but no one's currently listening to them.
And last question. Several civilian petitions are currently circulating asking the provincial government to entertain the idea of de-amalgamation for the municipality of Chatham-Kent. Is this a realistic proposal, and how do you intend to address the concerns and dissatisfaction of the status quo?
Yeah, this is a really good question. And to be honest, it would be really hard to go backwards. De-amalgamation would be more money for the province. I'm not sure, because of all the pressures that the Conservatives are under Ford's leadership, hasn't paid, that the NDP would have to fix that. I don't know if we can afford to de-amalgamate the municipality of Chatham-Kent. What can we do, though? We can listen to the local concerns. I think that's what people are really, really wanting right now. They want to feel heard. They're really feeling unheard, and the large municipalities are just louder than the rural voices. And that's not okay either. Rural areas are unique. They don't have the same needs as the larger municipalities. So I think what they need is someone who will just listen to them, understand their needs, and bring the concerns forward. I personally live in a small rural community where, right next to a larger municipality, where, yeah, they have more things than I do. And so I understand, and I feel like I can bring that voice to Queen's Park and make it louder.
Okay. Thank you so much, Christian. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.